Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Hey guys, we just wanted to take a quick moment to thank everybody for supporting us. We don't have Patreon per se, so the way you can help us and support us is if you like, subscribe, and leave a positive review. That would help us so much. Thank you.
Maybe tell a friend to listen. How about that? Throw that in. Go ahead.
Thank you.
No, go ahead. Say tell a friend.
Oh, tell a friend.
There.
She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing 1, 2. Testing. Does everything sound okay everywhere amongst all the participants?
I can hear you.
What was that?
I said I can hear you.
I know. I heard you. I heard you.
You should turn one of your lights off. It's a little bright.
I don't want to get up again.
Okay. All right. Okay. Calm down.
I've been up 3 or 4 times. I just got, you know, my...
Standing up is taking its toll on you.
It's just up and down. I'm tired. I was up at 6:30 today. I had to go return my rental car and pick up my car, and it's still not even finished.
Why? What's wrong with it?
I had 2 little dents in the back when I backed into the mailbox. And I broke the taillight, so I got to get that fixed because, you know, there was a taillight. If water gets in it, then the electrical system fucks up. So I had, but the taillight hasn't come in, but they fixed the 2 little dents and scratches. And I picked up my car. I get an email from my sister. I still got to keep paying fucking money to the cemetery for my brother and mother's funeral. The plaques. 2 little plaques on the ground are $5,000, $2,500 a piece for 2 fucking plaques like this, you know, $2,500 a piece. You know, they won't let you make your own. I can make one, a nice one, that, you know, whatever, or go somewhere. You got to do it. They're just fucking scumbags. I own that piece of land, I thought. I bought that fucking... that plot, you know, where they're buried. Why can't I do what I want on there? I should be able to build on there. It's my fucking land. I paid all that money, and now I got to pay another fucking $5,000 or whatever. $2,500 split between me and my... And I told my sister to send me the proposal from the cemetery, because who knows if she's ripping me off. They might only be...
Wow.
Well, wow, what?
I mean, that's like...
huh?
That's some deep shit there, man. I mean, that your sister would be... That you...
Did I think my sister would rip me off?
Yeah. That's...
Everybody's out to make money. During a pandemic, that's what they say. During a pandemic.
You really think your sister would be ripping you off? Like, the idea... Like, I would just pay it no matter what my sister told me. And then... Like, my sisters wouldn't rip me off. But even the idea that if I thought they were ripping me off, I'd be like, that seems
like
a crazy thought on my part.
I just want to see the whole proposal. Is that asking too much?
Yeah, a little. Like, just pay what she's telling you to pay. Like,
no, really?
Yes, really.
You know her track record.
Listen, if she's asking you to overpay by a couple of dollars here and there, what's... I mean, how much could it possibly be? She's not taking thousands of dollars out of your pocket.
Well, she can't be because it's only $2,500 a piece.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what I'm saying. It's like just.
I just want to
do
see
you really
the
think
cemetery.
Do you really think in your heart of hearts that your sister's ripping you off?
Not at all.
No.
At all.
So then you're just doing, you're asking for that, whatever it is, just to be a weird dick on your part.
No, I'm not being a weird dick. I want records of what I pay out in life in case I need it for taxes.
Oh, well, now you see, this is what happens. I get you a little bit, push back a little bit on you. You get cornered, then you go, oh, no, it's something completely different.
Do you like receipts? Do you need receipts when you spend?
I never ask for a receipt. They always say, you want a receipt? I go, nah.
Even if you were spending fucking,
because you know why? It's all on my credit card. It's all you got receipts.
I'm writing
there.
A check.
Then you got a receipt from your fucking check.
Quit scratching your hair, your bugs, and concentrate.
Don't stop. See, you're trying to change the subject. You're trying to like.
There is no subject. I brought up the subject.
You're like, I don't trust my sister. I have deep. Like I'm surprised you got a vaccine. You have such a deep distrust of everything.
Oh, I didn't really get one.
I wonder if you can get the real one.
What do you mean the real one?
Well, because you got the...
Johnson & Johnson?
You got the one that was on sale.
Oh, yeah.
The one where you only had to get one...
One shot?
Shot.
Where are you at now? In your hotel room?
It's an apartment. They've got me an apartment.
Oh, when do you think you're coming home? I'm supposed to work.
I keep thinking, this is what it's like if I was divorced, except I wouldn't be doing this podcast. Living on my own.
Yeah.
Me and my dog.
Going to the movies by yourself?
I went to the movies. When the preview started, I started crying.
Why?
I'd already eaten all my popcorn.
Whoa. I get it, man. You couldn't wait to do that fucking joke.
It was emotional. It was like I realized I hadn't seen a movie in over 2 years, like in a movie theater.
It hasn't been 2 years.
I'm sure it has. Because also, I didn't go to a movie before that because I was working so much.
Before the pandemic?
Mm-hmm.
You weren't working that much.
Oh, really?
Was it before the pandemic?
Before the pandemic, I'd gone to LA to work on something, the Independent Spirit Awards, in which I won an Emmy. Then I went.
What word do you forget when you say you won an Emmy? And I'm very proud of you, but what word do you forget?
There's no other words necessary. You don't have to say the other part.
Oh, okay.
This is Hollywood, okay? And then.
It wasn't a tie, was it?
No.
Okay. How many people won Emmys from that show?
250 people.
No, from your...
I know. I don't know. That was the joke. I have no idea how many writers were on. Oh, can I tell the story?
Well, after I finish what I was saying, because okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll go ahead with your complaining about your sister's cheating out of your dead relatives' plots. It's the plot against the plots. Ooh. Plot against the funeral plots with Richard Vaughn.
I'm coming to Austin this Thursday.
My sister is cheating me, making me pay for my family's plots. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So I'm doing Austin, the Creek and Cave, Thursday through Saturday.
Yes, I'm excited to see you.
And I fucking booked my flight home for Monday when I could have flown home Sunday.
Why'd you do that? Just change it.
I made a mistake, I think.
And Raina, too?
Yeah.
Obviously. Monday. Wow.
I'm not going to be able to change it. It's going to cost hundreds of dollars, I think.
Well, we'll hang out on Sunday.
But I got upgraded going there already. Do I give it to Raina?
No, you worked hard, but I mean, I might if I was you, but I wouldn't say you had to.
Well, see, I'm in the emergency exit row seat, and she's right behind me. If I give it to her, then I got to go take her.
Wait, I thought you got upgraded.
Yes, but my original seat was the emergency exit row window seat.
Right.
And she can't sit in the emergency exit row because she's too young.
When you go there, say, hey, can my daughter sit in for
No. But I don't want to move back to her seat.
Oh, my God.
Because her seat's small. It's not the emergency
I'm
exit row.
I'm sure they can figure it out for you.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. They'll just move her. They'll just move the seats. It'll be fine. Trust me. You don't have to, like, there's, I don't understand the overthinking this. And God forbid you have to sit one seat back or just leave her there and you sit in the fucking first
I wouldn't
class.
Leave her
I don't
there.
Know why you brought it up to me before. It's like weighing on you. It's like it doesn't
it's
have
not
to weigh
weighing on
you.
Me. I just got the email.
When you get to the airport.
I just got the email, so I'm trying to plan ahead.
You didn't just get the email because...
Yes, I got the upgrade email.
Oh, you said if I do get upgraded.
No, I am upgraded.
No, but before, because Raina was in the car when you were like...
Yeah, that was before, but today I just got the email that I'm upgraded.
Right.
All right, tell the stories.
What is wrong with you? Do you understand, like, this is performance? This is a thing that you're doing. This isn't like
this is a performance. Is that how
it's, yes, you're this is like you're putting out content for like people to consume. It's not like, hey, anybody wanna watch me be angry about my sister?
I'm not angry at all. I'm very calm. You turn it into anger.
It's
I'm sitting here very
you're just like you're okay, tell your story. Do you understand? Do you see what I'm saying?
All right, go.
It's like, what if you were on another podcast? Is this how you'd be behaving?
Depends which one it is. It depends how big it is and how many listeners.
What if you were on stage? Like, you won't even look at me through the camera. Like, what are you looking
about?
At?
I'm looking at my computer. What do you mean look at you through the camera? I can't.
There you go.
You
look in the camera.
Well, then why would I look in the camera? Then I can't see you. I'm looking at you. Are you crazy? How can I look through the camera?
You don't. If you look through the camera, it looks like you're making eye contact with me.
Yeah, but okay. Look, does that look like I'm making eye
contact?
Yeah,
you've never done any kind of like news like thing or anything.
Yes, I've done it all.
Well, you have to look at the camera.
Yeah.
Also, why are you wearing those glasses?
Oh my God! This is a performance. If you were on stage,
well,
would you
wear your good glasses?
Because they're up in my room. I forgot them.
You look ridiculous with your backwards baseball cap and your big bald forehead.
I'm getting bald. Look at that. Can you see my baldness?
No. Only when you put your hat on.
All right from here down, I'm losing all my hair. When it's
so
wet,
then don't wear a hat.
Stop. That has nothing to do with anything. It's from stress.
Nothing to do with it. The natural aging process. But I'm saying don't wear a hat, not because it's
causing
you baldness.
I'm going to have no hair right in the middle. Listen, I'm going to have no hair right in the middle and on the sides. I'm going to look like all those other old people.
There's a lot of, like, there's men in their 30s that have gone bald.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you should appreciate your hair now. Like, let it, if you got it, flaunt it kind of a thing.
Oh, okay. Show everybody your brush. All right, go ahead.
No.
Tell your good story. It was a good story when you told me.
Are you going to be charming and entertaining? And look,
you're just telling the story. I'm an audience member.
Look in the camera.
I'm an audience member now.
Well, you can help out with the story. It's kind of funny.
How am I going to help out? I'll go, oh, wow. Funny. No, I heard the story.
Joking about it on the phone. You were like making jokes about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I remember. Let's go.
So when you win an Emmy, if you're not the main person, you have to buy your own Emmy.
I'm sure they give a couple.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you're not the, like, I don't know, whoever, I don't know if the executive producer gets it. I don't know who actually gets the Emmy. But for me to get the Emmy, I had to buy it. So they sent out an email to everyone saying, like, the Independent Spirit Awards guy did. He said, hey, congratulations, you guys won an Emmy. If you want to get the actual statuette, follow this link, you know, whatever. So I wasn't going to get it. And then Rich was like, you have to get it. And then now I'm so glad that I did. It's, of course.
It's beautiful. How would you not get it?
So the thing is that the actual statuette is like $495 or something.
Why don't you just say 500?
I was going to say, like, you know, I'm not 100% sure how much it was, but it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $500. And, but you can get, like, different things. You can get a certificate, I think, is like $45. A plaque is $250. I don't know. There's different prices for different things that you can get.
You got to get the statue.
Yes. So I did. I put it on my credit card, got the statue. We actually already got it. I haven't seen it in person, but it's at the house, right?
Very heavy.
It is?
It's fucking extremely heavy.
Wow. They always say that when they're accepting their award. Anyway, one of the writers is very upset that he has to pay for his own Emmy and was complaining to me about it. And then he wrote in the, on the, like, email chain where, you know, the Independent Spirit Award guy was like, hey, here's how you get your Emmy. And he was saying, like, it's so awful that the Emmys won't pay for it, and that if the Emmys won't pay for it, then the Independent Spirit Awards should pay for it. And the guy wrote back and said, I understand your concerns, and I'm terribly sorry, but we don't have it in our budget to buy everyone an Emmy. And then another writer wrote, this is pretty awful.
Wait, but did that writer contribute a lot to to the
show? I don't want to go that far.
Well, I will.
I don't want to go that far.
I will. I'll go that far.
No, because I know that he listens to the podcast.
I'm sure he wrote a lot.
So he,
I don't even know him. Is he a comic? Is he a comic?
He's, I guess, kind of.
An open micer?
What?
He's like a professional open micer. He's been doing it.
No. He's a blue check, but he's like a man of all trades, I guess. But he didn't write the full. He wrote just, I don't know. He didn't write as much as some of the other people on the show.
Well, maybe
he was not employed as many days as other people. Let's say that.
I get it. When I wrote on fucking different things, I only did what I wanted to do.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, he was only hired for like the last portion, we'll say. So,
last hour?
So, anyway, then one of the other writers wrote, like, this is pretty awful. And he goes, but maybe
Isn't the other writer's... comes from a super wealthy family?
Yes, that is what I've heard. So this other writer writes, oh, this is kind of awful, and maybe something can be done about it, and maybe we could start a GoFundMe for the writers who need help getting their Emmys.
A fucking GoFundMe to get my Emmy.
Starting a GoFundMe.
Hey, listen, I'm putting a new stereo. Putting a surround sound stereo system in my basement. I like to get a GoFundMe.
I'm going to start a GoFundMe for my Hollywood Walk of Fame. Oh. Guys, come on. I need it. It's important. I know you need a kidney transplant, but this is like super important for me to get my...
Wait, there's people stuck in Afghanistan that are just praying to get out. But listen, I don't want to bother you for my...
people are like...
I don't want to bother you for my GoFundMe, but I need to put new trees on my front lawn. The deer ate the other ones. Can you help me?
I mean, there seems like there's nothing more frivolous than getting people to help you pay for your Emmy statuette. Like, if you don't get the statuette, you still have the Emmy. Like, it can be looked up. You could get a certificate.
Yeah.
If you couldn't afford it.
Or you could borrow.
It's like, here's proof I won my, I did win an Emmy.
Yeah.
For my 36.
No, I agree with the GoFundMe. I think everybody that needs help.
Anyone out there who needs help buying their Emmy, let's get that GoFundMe started.
GoFundMe. And the person that said we should do a GoFundMe comes from a wealthy family. How about you call home and say, hey, can you help?
Why don't you just write the check?
Yeah, why don't you just buy everybody?
But also, you're obviously, we got paid. Like, when you get an actual writing job, you get paid pretty well. So.
Depends.
What? For the most part.
25 minimum a week.
What does that mean?
2,500 minimum. It's 2,500 and above.
Oh. It's like writing is...
I think.
I mean, it's a craft and it's hard and I get it. But people complain about writing so much. It's insane. Like on Twitter, you know, there's writing Twitter, screenplay Twitter, whatever, where people and all they do is complain about how hard writing is. And it's like, well, go get another job then. Maybe this isn't for you.
I was...
They're like, people who love writing aren't good at it. It's like, that's such...
What do you mean, people who love writing?
If that helps you sleep at night, go ahead.
Wait, people who love writing aren't good at writing? Who writes that?
I mean, people who are not good at writing. Like, they're always like, it's like this weird thing where they love complaining about how hard it is to write. It's their favorite thing to do. They spend hours on Twitter complaining about how hard writing is.
Well, maybe
it's like, maybe you shouldn't be doing it.
Well, we could tell by what you just written on Twitter.
What?
What they wrote on Twitter.
Oh, what they
Twitter
wrote, yeah.
On Twitter. Last night at the stand, so I'm standing there, and so, I mean, I'm sitting there, and then DeRosa, Florentine, and some girl are talking. So I walk over, and DeRosa goes, this is my friend, Susan. I shake her hand. Then we're standing there, and he goes, Susan, tell him, so she started to go into this thing. We're starting a website where we're going to be bigger than Twitter, where you could say whatever you want. And that she's doing this long thing. I just walked away.
Right. I mean, you should keep your mugging
right in the middle
pitch
of her,
short if it's for
right in the middle of her dumb pitch.
That's and hilarious. Pissed off.
All I could hear was fucking DeRosa cracking up from the other room.
Have it all with the Disney Bundle. Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. Watch Avatar The Way of Water and Secret Invasion on Disney Plus.
One last fight.
On Hulu, check out The Kardashians and White Men Can't Jump.
You ready?
All right.
Then, catch the NHL, UFC, and MLB on ESPN Plus. The Disney Bundle, starting at just $9.99 a month. All of these and more, now streaming. Plans with ESPN Plus starting at $12.99 a month. Blackouts and restrictions apply. 18 plus only. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
But also, people who try to start, those people that tried to start a social media and they like hounded us forever to be on it.
Oh, yeah. Enough with your Fox News Twitter. You know, it's like there's no restrictions and no, that'd be good. That's good for the trolls, too. Hey, let's give them.
This is what happens. It's like that it got shut down eventually, but it becomes just like
hate.
Disgusting.
It's hate speech.
People talking about hate speech and pedophilia and all that shit.
Is this a pedophilia joke? Is this gross?
If you have to ask.
I go, my daughter saw me naked the other day and I go, ugh, it's not like my wife where I gotta explain to her. No, it's so much nicer when it's hard.
No.
You laughed.
No, you can't do that. That's disgusting. Uh-huh. That's disgusting.
But it's funny.
No.
Huh?
No. Even the first part is already like super uncomfortable.
I know, it's very gross. But I mean, she didn't, but sometimes kids do walk in on you. Like, I bet your Raina's walked in on you naked all the time.
Yeah, she goes like this, ah, my eyes.
So do I. I read on the internet yesterday, what's his name? The actor Daniel Craig, who's worth $160 million, said, "I'm not leaving any of my money to my kids." First of all, it's got to be a slow publicity day where you come out.
Well, maybe not use the word publicity if it's that hard.
I said a slow publicity day.
I know, but it's like it hurts my heart to hear you say
publicity, slow publicity day. It's a slow publicity day. Okay.
How about it's just say slow news day?
It's a slow news day for Daniel Craig, or a slow publicity day.
It's like so much.
What? I didn't do any slurping.
You know what you need to get is that thing that dentists have.
Oh, that the dentists have.
And then, while I do every 15 minutes when doing the podcast.
It's a slow publicity day.
No, publicity is not coming out correctly.
It is publicity day.
Okay, there you go.
First of all, that's the, you know, especially with celebrities.
Oh, my God. This is not a good story for you to talk about.
Especially with celebrities, attention is their number one drug. I mean, there's no drug. You know, heroin has nothing on likes. Nothing. Because people will do whatever they can. A person will throw their baby over a fence into a pool, you know, for 1,000 likes. And, you know, nobody cares. But anyhow, he says...
Heroin could never get people to do what likes can.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, or heroin has nothing on likes.
Oh.
Same thing.
You stand by that one.
Heroin can never do...
Okay, you said first of all a while back, so now as second of all... No, why would you do that? Why would you do... Think about what you just did. Think about it. You were having trouble.
I wasn't having trouble. You
had too much juice in your mouth. And
oh, really?
And so
you're going to be anti-Semitic.
And so you just put a piece of gum in your mouth.
You're going to be anti-Semitic.
What? How's that?
You said too many Jews in my mouth.
Too much juice.
Well,
I'm sure you've never had Jew in your mouth. Well, I could be wrong.
All right. So anyhow...
Why would you do what would possess you? What's going on in your head? That Nicorette gum, that's addictive, right? That someone would be like, "Hey, your juices are making it hard to listen to you," and you're like,
"Your dog is making it. Go get the dog. Let me see the dog. Who barked? That wasn't her."
Yeah, she's barking.
Well, let me see if she hears my voice. Allie, nothing. Allie. Look at you with your little dog. You think you're Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Thank you for that reference from 400 years ago.
Oh, look, it's Ava Gabor. So, someone like Daniel Craig, who's probably, you know, they say one of the sexiest men in Hollywood, I guess.
Do they say that?
Yeah, I guess, you know, in People magazine.
Wasn't he like 007 or whatever?
I don't know his size, but he...
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Are you fucking kidding? No, I don't know what 007. I'm telling you the story. So don't you think I know?
Well, I thought you'd explain what, like, you used the word that I need that I can't remember.
Bond. Okay.
Yes. Thanks.
So he's born extremely good looking. He's, you know, he does, I don't know how many James Bond films, at least two, maybe three, but definitely two, you know, 20 to 30 million a film. And it's not like it's Olivier acting, you know, it's an action movie. They're good.
What are you trying to say? Who cares?
What's that? What I'm saying is he gets movies for $20 million or 30 million. He's very good looking. He's won the lottery in life. He's won the lottery, like you say, you know, and he's not giving his kids any money from his inheritance, 160 million. But, you know, to his kids, he's their lottery. So he wins the lottery and says, "Well, you can't win the lottery." You know, when he's away for 3 or 4 months, you know, on set, you know, cashing in his lottery ticket, you know, and his kids are being raised by a nanny, and then they grow up with like Jamaican accents, you know.
Richard, pull back.
What do you mean go back? So his kids are
back.
They're raised with Jamaican accents, and now they're in school.
I said pull back, and you doubled down.
And jocks are beating them up because they think they're stoners.
Yaman.
You know, and, you know, what's that worth? What's it, you know, I hate when these stories. You know, if I had $160 million, I'm leaving. Look, even if my daughters were, you know, call girls, I would still leave them money, you know. I mean, when they were dancers, I would tip them.
Rich.
So that's what Florentine gave me the end of that. Florentine's a creep. I was telling him my
don't use that. That wrecks the joke.
I wouldn't use it.
The joke when you first told it to me was much funnier. You said he got lucky in life and they, you know, they were supposed to get lucky in life.
No, I said he won the lottery in life and he's their lottery.
You didn't say that. You used the word lucky.
No.
You told me, which is funny. And you've now gone too deep into it with the Jamaican nanny.
That's funny. They grow up with a Jamaican accent. Come on.
No, it's not. It doesn't add to it.
I did it last night.
Not a value add.
I got a big laugh.
Of course, the audience is the worst judge of comedy.
You're right. That's keeping it real.
Okay.
That's keeping it real. I don't know if he's keeping it or not, but Nick, our producer, just cut in and stopped and said, Bonnie's mic is screwed up.
That's why we have producers.
We only have one producer. We don't have producers.
I like to say that he's as good as two producers. So. That's it. Did you freeze? Oh.
No, I'm waiting. Your mic screwed up, so I think you should apologize and move on.
We were talking about your joke.
I'm done with that.
You're done with it. So
I'll make it work on stage. I'll make it work. We got to clean the house today for at least do the floors. Floors are gross.
Why don't you get a housekeeper?
I got to sign up again on that.
Do you want me to do it? Do you want me to find you one?
No. Because I need to interview him. I need to see who's coming to my house.
Okay, well, it shouldn't take that. It shouldn't be that.
And what do you say? You know, a housekeeper, what are you going to do? What do you say? Clean that? What they're going to do, I could easily do. The floors. What else are they going to do? Vacuum.
I will say this, Rich. If you have them come in one time and do it, you're going to notice a huge change. I'm telling you. It's like you do not see the things that need to be done. I know because when I went home last time, I was like, this is a lot of work.
No, you said how good it looked.
I was impressed by how much you had done.
Yeah, I didn't miss anything. A couple dusting.
I didn't say you missed anything. You're being so defensive.
Well, what you're saying,
you don't know that are hard to do.
But what they do, I could do just as easy. What are they going to do different?
And why haven't you done it?
I did it last time when you came home, and I'll it today.
No, but do it. You got to do it like once a week.
I clean all the time as we're going along.
So then don't get a housekeeper. I'm sorry I brought it up. You're doing fine.
I'm going to get a
year for you, and I think that it will. I don't know why you're pushing.
Okay, I will get a housekeeper, but I got to start a GoFundMe to get my housekeeper. Yes, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, of course.
You know, to help pay for it.
They're getting me a housekeeper every Wednesday for this. And it's like, there's really no, I mean, it's just me. So there's no
I think we should keep Raina home. Well, maybe not.
Why? So you're going to be gone Sunday. You're going to be gone Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. Do you really think that's appropriate?
No, I don't.
No, then bring her. It's ridiculous.
I got to see if I can change my flight. Nah, I'm already upgraded. coming home, I mean.
Well, coming home, you can try to change it, or we could like spend Sunday together.
Oh, what could we do?
I don't know. There's lots to do.
Is there a lot of homeless people in Austin?
We have a nice pool. There's a nice workout room here. There's you know, a huge park with like all kinds of games and stuff. There's like a really nice area you can walk around. It's really gentrified where we are.
Should I bring my golf club? Nah, I'm not bringing.
There's a golf course right next to us.
But you don't know if it's a real one.
I have no idea, but look it up.
What's the name? I don't want to bring my clubs. I don't want to deal with
it's
it.
It's a lot. Yeah, just.
I don't take a couple days off. Maybe I'll play later today, then come back, get ready. You know, whatever.
All right. Well, let's wrap this up. I feel
no,
like.
We still got 6 minutes at least.
We've given the people.
No, it's not
more than enough of you and your bad attitude and your terrible emotional state.
I didn't have a bad attitude at all.
I don't know what is going on with you, but the last couple times you've done podcasts, you're just like, are you depressed?
No, I'm tired.
So why are you like, okay, but you're always tired. There's always
and my stomach is.
You ever come to the podcast and be like, hey, I'm in a great mood. Let's do this. This is fun. I want to thank all my fans. I want to thank everyone who listens to the podcast, like and subscribe and do all the stuff that you're supposed to do. Thank you so much. Our gratitude is enormous. You know. No, you're like.
You don't do that either. So shut up. You just.
Well, at least I have a little bit of spunk.
You didn't do. You've never done that.
First of all, I just did it.
You did it.
I just did it.
Okay, you know the.
I just did it.
All right.
I just did it.
You know the pain I've had in my stomach that I used to get? It
you
came back.
You always have a pain. You always have. If you don't want to do the podcast because it's too hard for you to come to work
I love
every
the podcast.
1 hour every week, then don't do it. Then let's shut it down.
No,
or
don't
you can
give
suck
me a
it
lecture.
Up for 1 hour every week. Or
can you listen without yapping so long? I said my stomach has been hurting for 3 days again out of nowhere.
I just said I don't care. This is not the place to be discussing it. This is the place where you go, let me just not think about that. Let me shove that down. Remember?
I can't shove
my
it down because it hurts.
Shove it down.
No.
Shove down any pain. If you want to be a performer, if you're going on stage, do you sit up there and go, my stomach hurts?
Sometimes I do.
It's been hurting. Well, then you're not going to get people coming to see you very often, are you?
They do. A lot of people that have stomach problems come to see me.
Are you the stomach problem guy?
Yeah, I'm
you're
trying.
You're going to love this guy. I almost never leave the house because of my stomach problems, but I'm going to go see this guy.
Yeah.
He also has stomach problems.
That's my core audience. My core audience.
Has problems
also,
with their core.
That's what I said that for. And I got up at 6:30 today so I could go return my stupid rental car. And I drove all the way to New York last night to hang out and do sets. I did one set, and Raina was supposed to sleep at a friend's. I do one set, and I'm hanging out with all my buddies. Then she calls and goes, I can't sleep with my friends. You got to come home. And I drove all the way in to drive all the way back last night.
Kids, right?
I'm telling you. It's and then, you know, I get up early. So, yeah, I'm a little beaten down. I got to...
It doesn't, but I'm saying it doesn't matter if you're beaten down. You go, hi. You never, listen, if this was like one out of every five, you're like,
I'm not
like,
always.
Okay, fine. But you're not. You're like this every single time.
That's
and
not
it's,
true.
It's not fun. Do you think it's fun to talk to someone who never has anything good to say or never has any interesting thing to say or never has any fun thing to say? Do you think that's enjoyable to A, be a part of, B, listen to?
Well, listening. Well, good. Start off with that. C should be A.
You're a C.
You're a fucking A. Hole.
But do you see what I'm saying? Like there,
listen,
you have a little joy, a little moment.
You can easily find the negative in everything. Look at the positive, Mrs. Oh, I don't care. Get whatever artwork you like, and then 4 months later, what the fuck did you get that for?
See? I never listen. You don't know what's going to happen 4 months from now. You're projecting. You asked me if I like the artwork. I said, go ahead and get it. You didn't get it because you were like, no.
I already
you
left.
Hate it. You're just saying it.
Well, you didn't like it. But
it's
it was
like
colorful.
Don't like it. It's like we have 7,000 of those exact same pictures.
I'm trying to do the basement.
Yeah, but why do you want to do the basement exactly? Like it's like
no,
every
I'm not. I'm trying
exactly
to...
the same, like haunted pictures of the Victorian era.
I see your modern picture, so I'll get another modern picture from the basement. Even like the one behind you, that ugly type of this modern corporate. Fucking hotel. I know. That's what the big one you put down there, even though I like it and it's modern, but it, you know, you've always liked that shit. Glass tables that you could cut your head on.
What a wonderful, I'm glad my words really sink in.
What I'm saying, you like modern furniture.
Yes, you're just a joy to be around. You know that.
Do you remember when you
your vibe sparks such happiness in others.
Let me tell you what Bonnie back in the day. Bonnie had an apartment in L.A.
Oh, you love telling a story. I see nothing.
I didn't tell the story ever before.
Yes, you have. I've heard you say it, maybe not on this podcast, maybe on others, but you've definitely.
No, I never said it.
Yes, I know. Okay, so then how would I know exactly what you're going to say? Which is that once I met you and started living with you, I kept my apartment in L.A., and my friend and I, she lived somewhere else. We were going to keep it as like a place where we could come in.
And split it?
And split it. So she would be there sometimes when she came into town, and I'd be there sometimes when I came into town. And we tried to, we bought new furniture and stuff and tried to decorate it like an Airbnb or
a hotel.
Yeah.
And it looked good. Can you let me finish?
But why? I don't understand why you bring that up. It's like, let me tell you what Bonnie did one time.
I'm saying, how
could that be bad? I don't get it.
I didn't say it's bad. I didn't say it's bad. I'm saying what type of furniture you like. You didn't let me finish. I was saying it looked good, but you liked you bought like a modern couch and modern sofa and modern.
But by modern, do you mean new? Yes, we bought new things, not from a fucking, you know, thrift store, as you love to.
I love that one store. What's it called? Humanitarian? No, I forget what it's called, but I love
it. Take your time. No one's listening now anyway.
Everybody's listening.
It's over. Yeah.
It's not over. Did you see the picture I put up of Rain and her friends? They all dressed up and tried to imitate me.
Yeah, I put it on my Instagram stories. It's
kind of funny. They one of them looked like you, though.
Okay. Did
anyhow, listen, I got to wrap this up. We're almost at 41 minutes.
I have a meeting and 20 minutes.
I got to take a nap. I'm exhausted.
Okay. Thank you for not being able to last 2 minutes before saying that.
What are you talking about?
I said stop being a whiny bitch on this podcast. And you're like, eh, I'm so tired. You just said, I'm going to wrap it up. And then you're like, ooh, I can't take it.
I got an offer from a club today for next May.
I have a feeling this is going to be a terrible.
No.
This is going to be a complaint. This started off as you complaining that your sister was ripping you off over plaques at your family's funeral plots.
Yeah.
Okay. And listen. It's clickety click click. Every single story is the same. Think about that.
No.
Every single story is somebody's doing Richard Voss wrong.
Somebody's doing me wrong song. Do you want to hear my new favorite song?
No, because you're too tired.
Huh? I'm not
too
tired.
Gotta go to bed.
What do you mean I gotta? Listen.
You just said your stomach hurts. You're too tired. You better get off this podcast.
I got an offer for a club in May. In May 2022, and I wanted to go, are you sure you're writing to me? But I guess they're doing all their offers already. This is my new favorite song. Wow.
You're a lot, I will say that.
I like that song by Barbara Streisand, Going Down the Stony End.
Okay, thank you.
Have you ever heard it before? Huh?
It's nice to see that there's something that still brings you happiness in life.
That song by Barbara Streisand, I play it a couple times a day. It makes me smile.
Okay, good. There you go. Very happy to hear tingle. All right, well, thanks everybody. If you're in Austin, Texas, come to the Creek in the Cave this weekend to see Rich Voss.
Thursday through Saturday.
I will not be performing because I'm not even supposed to be out our quarantining rules, but I'm going to go one night.
I'll be at the stand.
I'm going to wear my mask the whole time.
I'll be at the stand the 3rd and the 4th, 16, 17, and 18, or 17 and 18. I'll be at the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls. And then the last week, oh, no. I don't know. I got Vegas coming up. Just go to richvoss.com. Creeps, Long Island, September 25th. Creeps, Long Island, Patchalk Theater. We're coming back, folks. The 25th, Patchalk Theater. This weekend, Creek in the Cave. Looking forward to seeing my wife again. It's been a while. I'll look her in the eye for a minute or so.
Look at the camera for a second so it looks like you're looking at me.
Oh. When I had my I bought stuff to get the bags from under my eyes. I bought one thing for like $40. Then I looked up. They said the best one was like $80. But I don't think any of those work.
I think it looks good. This seems to be working.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You look good.
I'm going bald.
No. Going bald. I can't tell. You're always wearing that dumb hat. There. That looks good.
You look good.
You can't tell.
I'm telling you, if I wet my
hair. Don't do that. Just, it's fine. You got a lot of hair still. You're good.
Not right here. I'm losing it right here. You know, obsessing. The island people get in the front of their head.
You're fine.
And I know I'm fine, but I'm losing my hair. Yo, man.
All right.
What's a funny clip? Tell them a funny clip out of this.
That's what happens after we're done. So thank you, everyone.
What, are you leaving now? Is that
Richard,
it?
Richard, say goodbye.
Oh, okay. Hey, listen, I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank all of our fans. Tell friends. Let's get the word out there. It's been 8 or 9 years since we've been doing this. Let's get the word out there. And thank you. Thank you to the people that have been with us from the beginning. I really want to thank you. You know who you are.
Rich, you sound like you're not being actually thankful, so you don't have to do it for 2 hours. Okay.
I'm being thankful.
We're done. Thank you. Goodbye. My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com. Suicide pact, he's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today, to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.